In the headlines, the DLP forms its own commission on crime and criticizes the Prime Minister's announcement of a special police unit. The business sector shares government's concern about Barbados's declining population. An independent senator calls for a crackdown on maverick jet ski operators. And a government senator also flags pirate water sports operators as a concern. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. The Democratic Labour Party has formed a commission on crime to be led by former party president Verla DePisa. The announcement was made by opposition leader Ralph Thorne during a news conference at the opposition's office at Hincks Street in the city. Mr. Thorne revealed the commission will be going into the communities for the opinions of average citizens on the causes of crime and possible solutions. Barbados has recorded 27 homicides so far this year.
It is a commission, I think, of 12 persons, including the church. Will be chaired by our eminent attorney at law, Ms. Verla DePisa, former president of the party. She has accepted to chair that commission. The important persons to speak to are not prime ministers and attorneys general. It is important to speak to the ordinary citizens of this country who are feeling the effects of crime, who are hearing the gunshot, whose children are dying from the gunshots. We want to hear from them. In a very short while, we will be going into the communities of Barbados, into the school halls, the church halls. And we will be asking people to literally come and give evidence. What do you know about crime? How is crime affecting you? And the three broad questions are these. The causes of crime, the effects of crime on the community. Thirdly, what are the solutions?
Mr. Thorne also criticized the Prime Minister's announcement of a special crime unit. He believes the PM has gone outside of her bounds.
The Prime Minister does not have that power under the Police Act, Section 8 of the Police Act. The Commission of Police is responsible for the superintendents and the administration of the police force. And he is not answerable to a prime minister. He is answerable to the president, the head of the state. The Commission of Police is answerable to the head of state in his management, even in terms of the spending of monies of the police service. He is not answerable to the prime minister. The prime minister has no place. As I say, she is beyond legal bounds.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is concerned about the shrinking population and believes this will have an impact on the business sector. Prime Minister Bia Motley warned that Barbados's declining population presents a crisis that needs to be addressed and says it is now considering a number of proposals to deal with the matter. President of the Chamber of Commerce, James Clark, told Starcom Network News this decline would limit the demand and spending power of people to support businesses.
I don't know what the actual numbers are, but certainly across the board, the shrinking population, less demand for services, therefore, and then possibly less people in the workforce, which of course, less spending power, less tax revenue, and so on and so forth. So yeah, as a country, we would certainly be concerned about that because Barbados still has all of these various services that are offered and they need to be supported. So if we don't have the critical mass to make that happen, it's going to be very, very difficult. And to saddle the remaining population with additional measures to raise revenue, whatever that may be, just puts additional pressure on everybody. So that's not a good scene either.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Former independent senator and political scientist Dr. Christina Hines is calling for notice to be given in a timely manner in Senate. This follows yesterday's debate in the Senate, where opposition senators expressed frustration and walked out over what they said was short notice of information needed to debate bills. Dr. Hines says the lack of notice hinders the senators' ability to prepare and do their job effectively.
Sometimes what happens It's that senators are not given notice that a bill that was provided to them, it was circulated, they had notice of it, is going to be debated on a particular day, even though they've had it for a long time. And that means that sometimes they're not able to prepare appropriately. So if this is what occurred in the Senate, then I cannot really say if a walkout was appropriate, but I understand the disapproval. And when I was in the Senate, I also disapproved of such actions because it leaves people ill-prepared to do the business of Barbados.
Dr. Hines called for better practices in the Senate.
For the benefit of democracy, one would expect that better practices are used so that appropriate notice is given. There's also a practice of suspending one of the standing orders, which is Standing Order 45-2, which says that an interval of not less than 5 days has to elapse between the first and the second reading of the bill. And there are instances in which you have all three readings of the bill done on one day, which is not best practice, if we can put it that way. So there are some issues within the Senate relating to providing a schedule so they know what piece of legislation is coming when and they can prepare appropriately.
Political scientist Dr. Christina Hines, an independent senator, is calling for legislation to crack down on the behavior among jet ski operators. Speaking during Senate, Senator Andrew Malilu detailed some of the dangerous practices of operators, stating there needs to be more robust rules surrounding jet ski operations.
For example, driving the jet skis at high speed in congested areas. I have seen the practice of accelerating the jet ski from the water to the water's edge and running it up the beach when there are people walking around. I have seen all of that go on, and I don't know that we are treating to the behaviors that we expect. And I think in the case of these small pleasure crafts, especially ones that are being rented, that we should have some more robust rules surrounding how these jet skis can be operated.
Senator Malilu added there needs to be regulation to govern the operation of vessels while impaired. Meantime, Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson, echoed similar sentiments, adding that piracy is also a major concern that needs to be addressed.
These flatfooters come on, they compete with legitimate, licensed and regulated operators. They charge cutthroat prices because, you know, they're not operating under the same conditions. And they engage in activity in which they are prepared to sell legal and illegal products. Those on the West Coast, particularly who are legitimate operators, have complained about the extent to which the flatfooters adversely impact their business and their reputation, and the fact that they do not operate with the same degree of restraint and within the rules which those who have a vested interest in the industry tend to operate.
Deputy President of the Senate, Elizabeth Thompson. President Joe Biden faces more questions over his candidacy for re-election as top Democrats have reported expressed concerns about his ability to win the election in November. The president has steadfastly insisted he will remain the Democratic nominee in November's election. He says he's feeling good after a COVID-19 infection, though his campaign events are currently on pause as he isolates at his home in Delaware. Recapping the headlines, the DLP forms its own commission on crime and criticizes the Prime Minister's announcements of a special police unit. The business sector shares government's concern about Barbados's declining population, and an independent senator calls for a crackdown on maverick jet ski operators. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at StarCom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.